Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, and welcome to Coach to Career Vitality with Victoria Crispo. I am a career coach at Career Services USA, and my show this evening will focus on increasing your confidence level while you are embarking upon a job search. I've had over 10 years experience working with college students and recent grads, but also job seekers and career changers at all levels of their careers and in all different varieties of industries. And what I've found is that a big part of one's success in the job search is actually one's confidence level. When you've been out of work for a few weeks, a few months, perhaps even a few years, you may experience a decline in your confidence level, and that can happen whether you are out of work of your own choosing because you opted to leave a job or because you were laid off for a position or for whatever reason you are no longer able to keep the job that you once had. The reason you may experience that decline in confidence level can be for a variety of reasons, and some of those might actually be obvious. You may feel like you no longer have anything in common with friends who are working full-time, especially if you've met some of those in a working environment. So it might be difficult to feel like you are connected with those same individuals in the same way because you might feel being out of work, you have less in common with people who are currently working. You don't have the same conversation starters to pull from if you're not currently working. It may have been a long time since you've actually looked for work, so that might be an issue for why your confidence level may have dropped. If it's been a long time, maybe you haven't been on an interview in several years, and you can definitely feel rusty from that experience. So, of course, in that situation, not only the confidence level drops, but you may be experiencing a lot of fear. And that is something else that needs to be tackled as you embark upon your job search. And you may find that if you have been out of work for a while, the longer that gap is, the more likely that job search can be getting to you, and you can be feeling more and more apprehensive about how or when you will be able to find employment. It's very easy to get into that trap of feeling inadequate or like you're having a really difficult time in finding employment, and it becomes a vicious cycle of, I can't find a job, and now I feel low, and that certainly does not help in the job search process, and that cycle can continue on and on. So the purpose of this call this evening is to get some ideas of how you can enhance your confidence. And I've decided to take the focus away from some of the more practical aspects of the job search, which you may have been speaking to friends and family about these things. You may have a mentor or have been doing informational interviews or reading articles online that have been helping you with, what do I put on my resume? How do I write a cover letter? What are the main questions to be prepared for in an interview? So those things are not the areas that I'm going to focus on this evening. We will definitely get into that in future shows, and I hope to have some guest speakers who are open to sharing about their experiences so that you can get a broad range of insight into what that's been like for others in the same situation. So instead of putting the focus on those types of things, which of course are still a very important part of the job search, but we're going to focus on some other ways to actually build your confidence, things that maybe you haven't really been thinking about in the last however many weeks or months or maybe even years it's been since you've actually started your job search, or maybe you're even feeling a little apprehensive about starting your job search. So some of the things that I find are typical for job seekers is that if you are actively engaged in the job search and you're applying to job after job and you're not receiving any responses, it's very natural for you to feel like your confidence is slipping. So tonight I am going to talk about some things that you can do to actually lift your spirits and lighten the load. So first, I do want to make mention that it's important to understand that the current job search model that is familiar to most job seekers at this time is one that easily causes that shift in confidence. And knowing that there is more to a job search than just clicking submit online for those applications is really key. That's actually a whole other conversation that we can get into in a future show. But it's definitely about more than just clicking submit online. So we will get into a few tips along the way that you can easily apply to the actual job search. But for now, what I would like to do for everyone who is listening at this time is to clear the clutter. Imagine a waste paper basket and take all of the resumes, the job listings, the rejection letters, all of that, and figuratively, metaphorically, just toss them into that waste paper basket that you're imagining in your mind at this time. Of course, if it helps you to actually throw those away, you can do that too, although I wouldn't necessarily advise doing that, because you want to keep your paper trails, and it's a good idea to keep a log and a history of the jobs that you've applied to, and I find it important to keep the older versions of your resume so that you can see how you've evolved over time. So while it's perfectly acceptable if you want to throw those away, I definitely wouldn't recommend it. But just imagine. So we're going to take a few seconds to imagine that waste paper basket and all the things that have been causing you stress and aggravation can be tossed into that basket right now, because we're going to start fresh this evening. So now that you've taken that moment, I will say that if you've started your job search without doing the confidence work, which is what I call it, give yourself the gift of taking the time to do that today. And hopefully after this call, you will start to build your confidence and set yourself on the road to success. And now that we've actually thrown out the resumes, job listings, et cetera, I'm certainly not saying that all the work that you've done so far is for naught, but rather to focus on the importance of removing the baggage of the things that are not serving you. So if you don't feel confident about your resume, toss it. If you don't feel confident about your interviewing style, we can brainstorm some ways to bring some oomph into the way that you present yourself. Some of the things that I would like you to think about during the call, and you might want to jot these questions now. And I do invite you to take a moment to call in if you have any specific questions about any of these issues. But basically, one of the questions is, what are some of the areas where you feel you're falling short? And what is your level of confidence keeping you from doing? And what are some of the challenges that you are experiencing in your job search right now? So those are the three questions, and I invite you to take a couple of moments to think about those. And you can certainly call in if you would like to either share your answers or gain some feedback on some of the challenges that you're experiencing, et cetera. So I'd like to take a moment to give you the guest call-in number, and that number is 646-716-9397. Again, that is 646-716-9397. And if you just press 1 on your phone, it will be as though your hand has been raised, and I will know that you have a question or a comment that you would like to be addressed. So again, just very quickly, I want to repeat those questions, and if you have a moment to jot them down, I encourage you to do so. I will also post them as a comment on the Blog Talk Radio episode so that you have them for your future use. Those questions are, what are some of the challenges you are experiencing in your job search right now? What are some of the areas where you feel you are falling short? And what is your level of confidence keeping you from doing? So as you continue with those questions, you may identify a lot of situations that can cause your confidence to wane. So, for example, if you feel you are falling short as far as how you present yourself in an interview, or if you're feeling your confidence drain, maybe it's actually affecting other areas of your life. So perhaps you have been very involved in a particular hobby or skill, or perhaps you were on a sports team, but because of the drain of your job search, you're finding that you don't feel as interested in taking on those activities, and you're just having trouble getting yourself motivated to do anything. And once again, you may be feeling that spiral effect or that domino effect of you're not doing the things that fuel your interests and excitement, so then it's becoming even harder to take on the tasks that maybe are more difficult. And that just continues on and on. So those might be some of the things that you're dealing with right now, and those can certainly be areas where you feel you're falling short or what your level of confidence might be keeping you from doing. Of course, if you're feeling less confident, you may be less likely to reach out to a former colleague who might know something about a possible job for you. You might be less likely to go to a networking event. You may hate the idea of networking and just really opt to not even take that on because you're feeling uncomfortable in your own skin and in your own situation. And so, again, it's causing that spiral effect. And, of course, there's a variety of other challenges that can be affecting you in your job search. You may not be sleeping as well. And, of course, that takes its toll on the body, on your mental state, on your ability to engage in any activity for any particular length of time. So if you're not sleeping well, obviously you don't have the brain power to take on tasks that might seem a bit tedious. And I'm sure if you've been engaged in the job search for any particular length of time, that can certainly feel tedious. So again, a lot of very valid reasons for why you might be feeling the strain. And there's a lot of different ways that you can work through that. So one of the exercises that I like to do with any group of job seekers who I may be working with, and I've done this in workshop format several times, and it seems pretty popular among job seekers and career changes, is an exercise that I call comfort zones to confidence. So basically, what you want to do is think about some of your comfort zones. So places where you may feel really comfortable, relaxed, and at ease. And take a few moments to imagine one of those places now and just really get yourself into it. And think about, what is it about those places that make you feel comfortable? And how does that feeling change your day, your mood, your outlook? And what are you more likely to do when you feel comfortable and safe? So jot down any feelings that you may have associated with that particular place and think about what it is that actually makes you feel comfortable and what that does to help change your outlook and what are you more likely to do when you feel comfortable and safe. So again, I invite you to take a few moments to do that, and I will give you a few seconds of silence so that you can take that task on. Before we get started on the next exercise, I wanted to reiterate our sponsor, which is Audible.com, and a little bit about the offer that is being given to my listeners tonight and all listeners of all of the episodes and broadcasts of the Life Coach Radio Network. My show in particular, the Coach to Career Vitality show with Victoria Crispo, is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're listening to this show on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and 1 month trial of the service. Again, that is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. So one of the books that I've listened to on Audible.com, which was one of the first few, I think it was in the top five that I've listened to so far on Audible, is The Desire Map by Danielle Laporte. And this was definitely an extremely wonderful experience for me. And if anyone has a voice to listen to, it is certainly Danielle Laporte. And part of what had me enjoy listening to the book on Audible as opposed to reading it was actually having the opportunity to hear Ms. Laporte's voice, the actual author. And she's got a fantastic, soothing style, and it was perfect for the material that she was presenting about core desired feelings and really making the most of your life and understanding where your desires and wants and interests come from. And so that is definitely on my top favorites of not just books in general, but in particular an audio book, because of the way that the material was presented audibly, which was great. So again, that link is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, and I encourage you all to support this episode in particular and also all the episodes that are part of the Life Coach Radio Network by going to that link and giving Audible a try and getting your free book and having the opportunity to try Audible for a full month. So getting back to the content at hand, talking about confidence, If you did indulge in the exercise and thought about some of the places where you feel most confident, I next encourage you to think of some ways that you can bring those feelings and associations into your everyday life. So, for example, if your happy place is your grandparents' house, and you've always loved your grandmother's cheery red and yellow flowered curtains, what are some ways that you can bring that color or print into your life? So you want to think about what you can do to help evoke that feeling, whether it's a visual cue or it's a feeling, a sensation, or a certain smell. Maybe the smell of leather reminds you of being in your uncle's car after you received your driver's license, and maybe that was just a really positive, exciting day for you. So think about what you can do to bring that back into your life and serve as a reminder of that experience. These days, there's so many ways that we can incorporate all of our senses into our lives so that we can use that as a way to remember what's happened in the past and use it as a sensory perception and be able to use that as fuel for more positive experiences. So remembering the sights and sounds can really bring you back into those moments. So I encourage you to do that. Again, if you are interested in calling in, whether it's to share some of the responses to the questions that I've posed so far, or if you have a comment, or if you'd like to participate in any of the exercises that I am posing, you can do so right on the air. And I encourage you to call in with the number 646-716-9397. And again, if you are interested in making a comment, et cetera, you need only press 1 on your phone, and that will alert me to the fact that you have a question, and we'll be able to get you live on the air and get your question answered or your comments heard. So again, I encourage you to call 646-716-9397. For our next exercise, I call this Color Your Confidence. So basically what I invite you to do is think about the colors that you associate with confidence, you personally. So you may have heard that red is a power color and it's a very confident color. And that's great. And sometimes there are, quote, universal truths to the symbolism of color, et cetera. But perhaps red does not feel confident to you when you wear it, in which case I would say that it's not necessarily the best color for you to wear if you want to feel confident. You want to wear the colors or expose yourself to the colors that make you feel the most comfortable and confident. So rather than go by what the book definition might be, I invite you to think about the colors that you associate with confidence, the colors that you wear when you want to feel confident. So after you think about what those colors are, if you want to jot those colors down or just take a mental note, again, I encourage you to do that. And also, think about ways that you can bring that color into your day-to-day life. So you come up with the colors that you feel really confident in, and keep in mind that that color or those combinations of colors can change day to day, but think about that on a regular basis and make a commitment to either wear that color or have an item or an article of clothing or perhaps a piece of jewelry, or if you want to paint your toenails that color or wear a tie in that color. Whatever it might be, maybe have a screensaver that the main focus is that color, but something that will remind you of the color that makes you feel confident. So there's a lot of different ways that you can bring that into your life. I already talked about some, but, you know, it could even be a bracelet. You might opt to write in a pen with ink that color for the day, use a particular keychain, or even something that the rest of the world doesn't see. So maybe you want it to be a private matter, and it's just for you that you see that color every day that makes you feel confident. And again, if that color changes, you're certainly invited to change the palette along with that. So whatever color speaks to you as I feel confident in this today, that's what I invite you to wear or just expose yourself to in some way. The next exercise is confidence recall. And the way to start up this exercise, to think of a time when you were at your most confident. And really think deeply about it. What were you doing at the time? Like, what were you actually doing? It can be in simple terms as far as the type of activity you were engaged in, but also try to get a bit more specific. So, for example, if you were playing on a baseball team, what were you doing specifically at that time? Were you reaching for a ball? Were you the person pitching? Were you observing others on the field and strategizing about what to do next? So think about what you were actually doing at that time when you really felt confident. Also think about the reactions that you received from others. So what were those reactions? And how did those reactions make you feel? You might want to think back to what you were wearing. So this goes back a little bit to the color your confidence exercise as well. If you were feeling particularly confident in a certain outfit and a certain color, think back to that. And at this extremely confident time, what were you actually wearing? And then go a little bit deeper. What was the temperature? What did it feel like in the room or outside? Was it humid? Was it crisp? Was there a strong breeze? So think about those types of things. And where were you? So again, whether you were outside or inside, were you at a beloved family member's house? Were you shopping? Were you on a plane? Were you riding a bicycle down a steep hill? What was it that where actually were you along with what you were doing when you were feeling at your most confident? Maybe you were actually standing up in front of a classroom full of your classmates and you were giving a presentation and you actually felt confident in that moment, which kudos to you because that is definitely a challenging situation, and I'm sure many of you know that public speaking it tends to be feared even more than death among humans. So if you have felt your most confident up in front of a room giving a presentation, then certainly kudos to you. Some other things to think about is what, after you've kind of assessed and reflected on all of those questions, think about what you can do to bring that back into your life. So maybe there's a little token or something, a motivational saying or knick-knack, a small colored object, a note from a friend or family member, something small, portable, that can serve as a visual reminder of that powerful and confident experience. So think about something that you can bring along with you and use it as a reminder of that experience, because that recalling your confident times is going to help you in feeling confident on a regular basis if you have that everyday reminder. I guess you can liken it to meditating a little bit. You know, but this is more of a physical thing. You have a little reminder of what makes you feel confident. And just test it out and see how that works for you. And I invite you to get in touch and let me know how things are going for you. You can reach me at V, like Victoria, Crispo, that is C-R-I-S-P, like Peter, O, at careerservicesusa.com. So if you would like to share your experiences with me, I invite you to do that by sending me an email. You can also call me at 732-536-1248. And I look forward to hearing from any of our listeners this evening about your experiences with any of these exercises. And just a note, I'm certainly not suggesting that you have a bag of trinkets as reminders of what you discovered through each of these three exercises, but pick at least one thing that really resonates with you and just test it out. Carry it with you or wear it every day. Maybe try it out for a week and see how that goes as a reminder of your commitment to increasing your confidence. So the goal is you see the object and you think, oh, right, confident, and remember your confidence memory and getting back into that place and time and really feeling the same feelings that you did when you were at your most confident, and really reflecting back and figuring out what you can bring into your life, not just little physical trinkets and objects, but what can you do that makes it a similar experience to previous instances of success. So basically, you want to take what worked before, don't reinvent the wheel, and try to see how you can apply those same things, perhaps make a few tweaks, but how do you take those things and bring about success again? The other thing that I like to incorporate into the confidence work is what is called the flip-flop exercise. And this is actually an exercise that I borrowed from buzzle.com. It was an article for self-esteem group activities, and I modified it a little bit for my workshops. And today, since I am talking to my audience, but it's a bit one-sided at this point, I will walk you through the steps, but I encourage you to find a partner who can work on this with you. And, of course, again, I invite you to, if you are so inclined, and I challenge you and encourage you to do this, but give a call to the number. We have less than a half hour to go in the show. So if you want to participate, please call 646-716-9397. Again, that is 646-716-9397, and you can call that number and we can work through this exercise together. But just for the sake of future use, the exercise is basically something that you can do with one partner, and each of you takes a sheet of paper, and if you like to use different colored paper, I invite you to do that. And you want to write 10 positive attributes about yourself and then 5 things that you need to work on, that you feel you need to work on or that you would like to work on. And if you're a more visual person and you prefer to draw these attributes and the things you want to work on or write them in some artistic, colorful way, maybe use different colored crayons, whatever it might be, I invite you to do that instead to make it a little bit more fun. So if you want to find your confidence color in the box of crayons and write your positive attributes using that, please feel free to do that. So once you do that, and again, it's 10 positive attributes and then 5 things you'd like to work on or feel you need to work on. And if you prefer, you can certainly increase the number of either of those, although I would say anything more than 15 is going to get unwieldy, but you can also drop the numbers down. So if you prefer, if you have less time or you want to try the exercise by taking it slow, certainly feel free to use 5 positive attributes and maybe 2 things or 3 things that you want to work on. But the main thing is that you don't want the positive attributes and the things to work on to be in equal quantities, because the point is to focus on the positive. So whatever combination of numbers that you use, make sure that your positive attributes are larger than the work on parts. So after you and your partner have written down your lists of positive attributes and things that each of you want to work on, you exchange sheets with your partner. Now, I did mention that if you want to draw them or write them in an artistic way, you can do that. So if you feel that your partner is not going to understand what your artwork means, then, of course, please do, for their benefit, write down what you mean in words for each of your drawings. Because you're going to exchange sheets with your partner, and each of you is going to take turns reading out loud the 10 good things, or whatever number of positive attributes that you put down. I forgot to mention, you should probably give yourself maybe about 7 minutes. I think that should be plenty of time. I know that a lot of times individuals get wrapped up in the positive attributes. That tends to be difficult, especially if you're not used to talking about the positive things about yourself. It might be harder with the recall of those things, but I encourage you to do this exercise over and over until you start feeling more at ease in bringing up your positive traits. And just as an aside, that is certainly going to help you on any interviews that you go on, to be able to quickly retrieve that information so that you can bring it across to a potential employer. So give yourself about 5 to 7 minutes to write down your positive attributes, the 5 things you'd like to work on. You exchange sheets with your partner, and start by taking a turn to each read out loud the 10 good things. And really use the time to acknowledge your partner's gifts and help him or her see how useful they can be to an employer. So again, just acknowledge the gifts and the positive attributes of your partner, and read them slowly and out loud so that your partner can really absorb them and feel good about him or herself and be able to take the time to remember, oh, that's right, I am resourceful, or I'm precocious, or I am a great leader, whatever it might be. It's really important to give yourself the time to recall the positive things and the gifts that you have to offer, not just to a potential employer, but to anyone else that you encounter in the world. So that's the first part of the exercise, is taking turns reading the 10 positive attributes. And then for the 5 things that you'd like to work on, or that your partner wants to work on, you would read that out loud as well, and try to give solutions. So if someone says that they're not good at public speaking, think of something that would be appealing to, think of something that would be helpful for them to get past that feeling of it being something that they need to work on. And so what are some ideas for what that person can do to work on that? You might suggest a book that you read on the topic that was helpful for you. You might suggest that they practice, maybe start out by doing it in front of a mirror and then a trusted friend, or perhaps try going to Toastmasters, which is a great way to get rid of some of that fear of public speaking. So whatever it is that your partner has listed as something that he or she would like to work on, or feels that is not really a strength, you want to help them brainstorm some ideas of what they can do to get past that issue or improve it in some way. So I find this exercise to be extremely helpful all around, even if you're not actually looking for a job. So I encourage you to find some friends that you can engage in this exercise with and give each other some positive motivation, and also brainstorm and give some constructive ideas of what each of you can do to get past the things that are troublesome for you and things that you want to work on. So those are my main exercises that I usually work on when I do this in workshop form. And obviously it is usually a bit more interactive when I have a full group of individuals who are working together. And it's a great opportunity to share different tactics and ideas for getting past roadblocks and ideas for getting past any issues or weaknesses that you see in yourself that you may want to improve. Again, I will draw your attention to the phone number, which is 646-716-9397, and you can call that number for any questions or comments, or if you would like to work on one of the exercises together with me, I invite you to use that number, press that one button, and we will get you live on the air. So before we finish the call, I would like to give you a couple of tips that I find helpful in regards to keeping your confidence or increasing your confidence while you're job searching. And one of my very favorite tips is to get out of your pajamas. That's right. I said get out of your pajamas. So surely you can click submit application from your bed on your laptop, but how much of an assertive go-getter do you feel like when you're in bed, on your back? It's not really a stance of action. So I encourage you to get yourself washed and dressed, maybe add even a little bit of makeup or cologne to complete your look. You don't have to be dressed to the nines, but a little effort goes a long way in keeping a positive attitude. What I encourage my clients and job seekers and career changers to do is imagine if a hiring manager could see you in that very instant when you're submitting the application. So sure, you're behind a computer screen, laptop screen, but imagine if that employer could actually see you. What type of impression would your look make? So if you're in your pajamas, hair's a little ratty, haven't brushed your teeth, what type of impression is that making? And think about the difference in how you feel when you're actually put together. And again, you don't need to be dressed in a business suit just to apply for jobs in the comfort of your own home, but some modified version of maybe it's a business casual type of look or just something that makes you feel like you took an action, and maybe it's a particular type of clothing that you wear that makes you feel like, okay, this means I am in my job search right now, and allows you to feel like you've designated a certain amount of time for this activity, and that's what you're going to be doing, and you're giving that time frame a purpose. So definitely get out of your pajamas. The other thing is to stay healthy. Get moving. Go for a walk, work out at home, maybe try one of the different online sites where you can find low-cost or free online tutorials or online classes. where you can get some exercise in. So maybe you like dance or Pilates or cardio kickboxing, whatever it might be, find some ways that you can bring movement into your life, get your exercise in. And if you're not sure of any resources for this, just ask. Ask a friend, send me an email. You can also use the chat feature on Blog Talk Radio. So there's a lot of different ways that you can get some information that will help you in keeping yourself moving and getting yourself healthy. My next suggestion is to indulge in a low-cost luxury. So you may know that lipstick sales skyrocketed during the Great Depression, and the reason is because it's a small but reasonably priced luxury that can quickly change your look. So think of it as new lipstick shade, instant mini makeover. So just give it a try. See what happens. Indulge in a little low-cost luxury. If you're not inclined to wear lipstick, you might want to try investing in a new power tie, perhaps in the shade that you've identified as your confidence color earlier from one of the exercises, and try wearing it to your next interview or to a networking event, and see how that changes your outlook. So again, it's invest in a low-cost luxury. So those few things are a little bit more about the outer you. And after you feel a bit better about that, think about some of the other things, like reinvesting time in your hobbies. So whatever your interest is, reading, dancing, listening to music, playing music, crafts, cooking, whatever it might be, use the time that you have while you're not working full-time to get back into your interests. Even if you just schedule an hour a day, 3 days a week, that helps. And who knows, you might find a new avenue for yourself as far as a money-making prospect or even pocket change, whatever it might be. But you might be able to sell your wares on Etsy, eBay, or any other similar site, or find some way for you to indulge in your hobbies and get paid to do so. The other thing that I suggest is to be less self-absorbed. And I use that phrase not to offend, but to give a little reality check and to get forthright. There's a stigma around those words, and understandably so, but take a moment to just think about it. Here you are, you're out of work, you've been worried, you've been focused on your own difficulties, you might be depressed. You might not feel good, emotionally, physically, both, and you're probably wondering what to do next. And of course, in all of those situations, all of your feelings are valid, and you are perfectly entitled to feel the ways that you do. But think about, when was the last time you asked someone you know how he or she was doing? How many get-togethers or events have you said no to? And we've all been there, and it happens to the best of us, but realize that there are productive ways of being focused and unproductive ways. So when you're worried about something, you tend to be less productive. And if you find that the worry keeps creeping in and getting you down, turn your focus outward instead, and you'll be surprised at the way that doors open for you when you do. So when you're really feeling those feelings that you'd rather not feel, try to take, even if it's just a few seconds, even if it's not something that you can do face-to-face, maybe you just send out a quick email to someone who you haven't spoken to in a long time. Perhaps you see on LinkedIn that one of your former colleagues has received a promotion or is working on a particular project. Send a quick email and say, noticed your new accomplishment, wanted to congratulate you, and ask you how things are doing. That simple action, and in those 20, 25 seconds that you've taken to turn your attention instead of inward, outward, and to be able to recognize someone else can potentially open doors for you, because now you've opened up the opportunity for conversation. So give it a try and see what happens. Similarly, thinking outwardly towards the rest of the world, another thing that is possible when you are out of work, is, at least as far as your time is concerned, is to volunteer. So you might want to volunteer at an organization, something that is strongly in line with your own interests and beliefs and ethics. And keep in mind that you don't necessarily have to devote any extended length of time. It's not like you need to volunteer 10, 20, 30 hours a week. But you might want to take on an opportunity that is just a one-day event. Maybe agree to work the registration table or do the coat check. It's an opportunity to meet new people, get yourself out of the house, and you'll be in a working state of mind, even if it's only one day at a time. And there's a lot of ways that you can identify different volunteer opportunities. There's some great websites out there. There's Volunteer Match and also Idealist. And both of those are opportunities to find volunteer work or short-term assignments that you can do. And they can definitely be a resume builder. It's a way to get a glimpse of an organization and see if it might be a place that you would want to work. And if not that specific place, because there's no guarantee that they do actually have a job available, but to get a feel for what organizations with that particular purpose and that mission, what they might look like from the inside. So doing that volunteer work can service a number of different goals. So it can give you a sense of purpose. It can open up your network. It gives you an insider view or as close to insider view as possible into some potential organizations that you might want to work in. So there's a lot of different reasons to volunteer. And again, it certainly does not have to be extremely time-consuming or an ongoing project unless you feel that you are comfortable and have the time to devote to that, and that is what you want to do. My next suggestion is to, and I touched upon this a little bit, but to get back in touch with your friends. So as we talked about in the beginning, that perhaps one of the reasons that your confidence is waning is because you haven't had that peer-to-peer connection anymore, because maybe you felt like you don't have as much in common with your friends who are working a regular 9-to-5. If you find that your job search is taking a toll on your social life for whatever reason, whether that's a lack of motivation or a lack of funds, now's the time to get that mobile device working and use it to call people, send emails, check in on whatever social media you use, and count on your friends as your support team. And remember that you might be at your worst now, but they also know you at your best. They know you at your best. So let them remind you and bask in the glory of that ego boost. So surround yourself with your friends. Remember what excites you. Get back into the groove and give yourself the opportunity to reminisce about great times and allow the comfort of your friends to support you and give you the opportunity to remember times where you actually felt at your best. So meet up for a meal, and if funds do not allow you to do that out and about at a restaurant, you can certainly do a potluck dinner. You can look into some special offers, whether it's weeknight early bird specials at different restaurants or taking advantage of some of the deal sites like Groupon or Living Social, Amazon Local, whatever it is that you use, that might be an opportunity for you to get out for a little bit if you're on a limited budget. and see how things are going with your friends. And it's also an opportunity to see if they have any job leads for you. Also, consider being a resource to others. So just because you've been out of the workforce doesn't mean that you don't have strengths, and it doesn't mean that you don't have contacts. So if you are still in touch with former colleagues, and you should be, offer to share information with them. Maybe you found an article that you think would be really helpful in their current work, and it's about all the latest trends in their industry. Maybe you know someone who's looking to buy a house, and you have a friend who's a real estate agent, and you can connect the two together. So those are some ways that you can be a resource to others. Also, think about the skills that you have, and if you have a friend or acquaintance who might be starting up a company or doing something on the side, you can try offering your skills in a consulting capacity. So whether it's web designing or PR, research, even just to be a sounding board for ideas. So these are some ways that you can keep your skills fresh and keep yourself out there and perhaps get a testimonial, even if it's not for a regular paying gig. But it's some way that you can use your skills and be recognized for them. So those are my main recommendations and suggestions for keeping your confidence, and some tips, some exercises. I do hope that this call was helpful for you. And again, I invite you to continue the conversation with me, whether it is on Facebook or you email me directly or give me a call. I invite any of you who are listening to take me up on the offer for a quick consultation to help you jumpstart your job search. So you can reach me at 732-536-1248. Again, that's 732-536-1248. And you can call that number if you are interested in a complimentary 15-minute consultation to help you identify your needs in your current job search. So I thank you all so much for listening today, and I hope that this was helpful for you. And the next show will be on September 30th, different time. It will actually be at 12 noon. So if that time is more convenient for you, if you're more of a lunchtime listener, I invite you to listen in on the next show, which will touch upon some of the same topics, but in a different way. And if you were too shy to give a call this time, I invite you to do so on Tuesday, September 30th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So with that, I thank you for listening and wish you the best in your job search or any career change that you are looking to make in the near future. And I hope you have a great evening. Thank you for listening.